celebrate the memorial of St. Mary Major Church in Rome, church also called Our Lady of the Snows, because Our Lady had identified the outline of the church by snow. Snow only appeared where the church was to be built and how it was to be built, and not anywhere else. So the builders built the church to that huge size of the church that is still there 1,700 years later, dedicated to Our Lady. And we all flock there. Our friars are blessed to be the sacristans there to take care of the church. And it's fitting for us who have consecrated ourselves to Our Lady. We too are dedicated to Mary. And this church is this, perhaps a sign of the dedication that we should have to the Mother of God, to our spiritual mother, to our real mother. We should be dedicated to her, dedicated to serving her as our queen. And the special kind of dedication with our consecration to Mary, where we are to unite ourselves to her. It's not just dedication of service and honoring her, but as a living for her, living with her, living in her, and her living in us as our mother. So she's living in us, and as with the enlightenment of Saint Maximilian, we know that we are to be united to her in the very interior depths of our soul, and that she can live in us to a point where we can be united and identified with her. Our very identity can be united to her so deeply, so that she can live in us, that it's only her living in us, as we say that Christ is living in us, and it's no longer me, but Christ living in me, as St. Paul said. We can say the same of Our Lady to a subordinate way to in Jesus. Our Lady should live in us. This is the teaching of St. Maximilian, that Our Lady can live in us so much that it is her who is living in us and not us. So this is the kind of dedication that we want to have in Our Lady. And of course, it's not an overnight thing, but it's something that we gradually grow deeper united to her. And this is our quest in our consecration, to do this more and more each day, to become more and more in love with Mary, more and more united to her, more and more committed to her and to her will. It's uniting our will with hers so that it's her will living in us, acting in us. And this is a difficult thing because we're so united to our own will. It's so difficult to get rid of our own will, to do her will, to do God's will through her. And yet it is our vocation, it's our call to do God's will. And we can do it more easily through the will of Mary's, uniting our will with hers. So this is something we are renewing our commitment and dedication and our consecration to her, something that we do day to day, trying to deepen day to day, trusting in God's help and his grace to do it, not so much in our own efforts, but in our trust in him and his power, in his work and grace in us. But we have to be dedicated to this day in and day out to the end of our life.
Yeah.